morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Are we starting? I'm ready, man.
I guess so. I'm going to do my clap test.
Hunter is going to do his clap test. Are you positive?
Already did. I dropped it down way low and I popped my pussy all over the place and I was clapping it like a goddamn seal. You're almost like, you probably thought you were at the aquarium for a second. That's how fucking hard I was clapping it, dude.
I could picture that.
Yeah.
I could picture your mullet bouncing in the air as
your
paws get to work.
I'm inquisitively looking behind my shoulder as I'm twerking my fat ass in your face.
Yeah.
Trying to see if you're enjoying it. I'm just peeking one eye over.
Making your muff clap.
Mm-hmm. Making my fucking, my tiny ass cock and my big ass balls slapping around my taint and asshole.
Talk about SeaWorld.
SeaWorld?
Talk great about place. SeaWorld.
Cunt great
world.
Place.
Oh, can't say that in the first minute.
SeaWorld's a great place? Can't say that in the
No. Yeah. I said cunt world.
Oh, cunt world.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And fade.
You know, it's a simple thing you said, but it got me. It got me on a nice Monday. It got me nice, and that was a nice giggle I got.
Yeah, nice little play on the letter C and puss.
What would they have at Cunt World?
I think you wouldn't get served any of your food. go get a hot dog, and they're like, no.
would they give you the satisfaction of even what is it? Would they even give you the satisfaction of being like, it's coming? Just give us a second.
No, I think it'd be like, we'll see what we got.
Yeah, we'll see what we have. And then they just take on the next customer. Next.
Yeah. Yeah. You get
it. I'm trying to think about there's like someone just out in the parking lot, like keying every car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think about like what an actual, like, what I'd be like, what a cunt. I don't think I've really ever said I've said bitch a lot. What a bitch, right?
Yeah.
Moody person, probably having a bad day. It's a bitch. Even a guy can be a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think about what's an actual cunt. You cunt.
Well, English people and just, you know, that way.
Yeah, we're not talking about mythological creatures and made up bullshit that they do over there. Bad, I'm talking about bad, the real bad, world, dude.
Sorry, I was reading Lord of the Rings and I started imagining that English people were real again. That's my fault.
Yeah. You're like, Saruman the White is a cunt.
Yeah. Proper cunt.
Yeah, proper cunts in the Shire.
Yeah, I think...
Cunting around.
I think cunt in America is... Yeah, it's really reserved for, like, it's got to be a special occasion where you let that one rip.
Well, yeah, is it somebody that's rude? Because I think one time I've uttered cunt under my breath when this fucking... There's this big old girl at like a Costco walking around, but she was blocking the whole aisle. I couldn't get around her. You know what I mean? You cunt. Get the fuck out of the way. Those aisles are huge too. That was unbelievable. That's why I was like, it was unfathomable. Those are wholesale aisles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she was kind of like swerving like left and right, like really like roadblocking the goddamn aisle.
Yeah.
You cunt. Just kind of like, obviously she couldn't hear it and it was more for me than anything. I was like, you cunt. You fucking cunt. You know what I mean? You ever say that? You ever say it to yourself like that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. When people get in my way, when people just generally inhibit my day.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Someone just kind of slows me down from doing what I need to do as a major media executive.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm a terrible person, and that's what I honestly sympathize with everything you're saying. Everything about what you're saying, I'm like, not is unironically the truth of how I look at my life. If anything slightly inconveniences me, the world is ending. That's how I feel. I'm not a good person. You caught me on a day too, dude, where my motivation is low, and I've had this like I had like one of those showers where it's like I got home from the gym and I was having this nice deep shower and I fucking put my hand on the wall type deal. And I was like, I mean, fighting some inner demons and shit, really talking to myself.
Yeah.
I had some real truth bombs where I was like, I am one of the fattest, most envious pieces of shit to ever walk this earth. You know what I mean? I was like sitting there looking at I was even doing some like weird YouTuber shit where I was looking at my content and I was like, who am I? What am I doing? What the hell is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little existential crisis to go with the post lift.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, fucking not even post lift. More like the fucking aerobic old woman cardio that I did. There was an old woman who was like doing cardio harder than I was, and the bitch was way bigger. And I was like, I'm going to pass out. Is what I was thinking to myself. And I'm so smelly. I mean, I smelled like just like curdled cheese the entire time. It was just fucking atrocious. She kept looking over at me. I was like, you cunt.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I didn't say that. But I was fighting some inner demons. You know what was weird is people always say, I'm like, I talk to some YouTuber friends sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't really, we talk to each other. What's funny for people that don't know is me and Noel talk to each other about YouTube stuff. Mostly whenever we have some kind of metaphorical gun in our mouth, and it's usually never a positive conversation. Usually one guy is talking to the other guy off the ledge,
yeah,
and that's pretty much how it goes. Every time I ever talk to anybody else, where I'm like, I just, you know, I'm thinking about doing this or that. They always say this. They're like, dude, you just got to do what you want. You just got to be genuine. And I look at myself and I'm like, I don't even think I've been genuine once my entire life. I don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are my interests? I have none, dude. I'm a goddamn theater actor. I've been putting on masks since day one, dude. Everything you've seen from me has been a lie.
He doesn't even like alcohol. He just does it because of the aesthetic.
I literally do it for the aesthetic and because I get to forget who I am for a series of hours. That's what I get to do, dude.
Yeah, man.
I was looking around at people and I was like looking at some people. I'm like, that can't possibly be true, right? That can't possibly be true that people are doing YouTube content that they think is genuine. Like, this is me genuinely. Bullshit, dude. I was like, everything that you see online is a complete and total fabrication.
No. You know who's genuine?
Who?
You know who's genuine? Motherfuckers reviewing Vegas.
That is okay.
48 minute videos, not edited.
That's true.
Those guys are those people who don't edit are who are genuine.
That's how I knew like Sam Sulek.
Yes,
genuine.
Yes, that's Sam Sulek is genuine because he doesn't cut shit.
Exactly. Motherfuckers driving home getting like 7 deep fried chicken sandwiches and it's a 35 minute drive back to his house and doesn't, it's pitch black in his car, doesn't edit a single piece of it. I was like, this dude's real. This motherfucker speaking some truth for
that's,
real.
That's as real as you can get.
You can't go 3 seconds in my videos without a jump cut. It's like a Ray William Johnson type video, dude. I'm jumping all around, man.
Yo,
looking like Neo, or you know, looking like Neo hopping around dodging bullets in the Matrix. That's what my videos look like, dude.
Yeah,
teleporting around.
Yeah, bro.
So I've had one of those mornings, dude. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to bring this negativity onto the show. And you know what it was though? Because I was looking at other people's content, and I was just kind of had some cunt moment. You cunt. Because I was just, you ever look at somebody's stuff, and you're like, I'll never make anything this cool. You know what I mean? You ever think that way?
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, it's fucked up on my For You page. I was looking around. I was like, these fucking people. Whose video did I click? And I'm not saying that this is your fault, but I clicked a fucking Hot Laps episode. And I was like, you prick. I was like, look at this fucking guy.
Look at this goddamn smug
super,
guy.
Supercharged fucking desk. Driving around, having a good time. Fuck this guy. I'll be honest, the Hot Laps episode put me in a goddamn a mental chokehold, dude.
Why? It's just an interview.
It's a great video. They're great videos. I love them.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, bro.
You know, I watch your videos a lot, dude.
Well, there's only two of them.
Hey, from the past 3 years, you're probably about right. But yeah, no, there's a catalog. There's a catalog to be had.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, I appreciate that, dude. I think, man, you know what would cheer you up?
What would cheer me up, man? I want to know. I'd love to hear it.
A Molson Coors beverage.
Oh, well, that's my favorite beer. So, I, you know, I'm a big beer drinker, and they're the best beers.
They are really the best beers.
You notice my favorite beer from them is all of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's so hard to choose.
There's not one bad one. Molson Coors.
Yeah.
and they have the best brand. What I like about their logo, which is so good, is that it's two circles, and one is presumably a sun, and the other one is a moon. And right there in the middle is a little bit of orange because they're overlapping.
Yeah.
If we know color theory at all, blue and yellow makes a little bit of orange. I just want to say that was probably my favorite logo I've ever seen, and also the Molson Coors font type that they have on their website is what I could only assume would be an antidepressant or some kind of allergy medicine is what I would say. So that's very cool of them to do that as well. Because when I look at Molson Coors, I'm like, that's definitely a beer brand. That can't possibly be an allergy medicine.
Yeah.
That my fucking grandma probably takes.
I couldn't have said it better myself, man. I think you fucking nailed it.
Thank you, dude. And I'm so happy that they're sponsoring this episode.
Hey, folks. We're going to take a quick break and thank one of the sponsors of today's episode, Mando. It's slowly starting to warm up, and why not roll into spring with no stink? Introducing Mando from the makers of Lumi deodorant.
Whether you're planning to hit the gym or just want to keep things cool and fresh below the belt this spring, Mando Whole Body Deodorant has your back, or shall I say, your front. Suffer from stinky feet, pits, or packages? Mondo is a doctor-developed and clinically proven to block odor all day and control it for up to 72 hours.
Their acidified formula works on your pits, package, feet, and beyond to stop odor before it starts. Say goodbye to your stink and upgrade to a whole new level of personal care with Mando Whole Body Deodorant.
We have a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code STRETCH at shopmando.com. shopmando.com. I like that it makes me smell good. I rub it on my taint and my balls because it gets really stinky there. It smells like sunflower seeds, but Mondo helps. I thought it was going to work like deodorant, and luckily for me, it did. I was surprised by how good I smelt.
Mondo is a whole body deodorant, so it's safe to use anywhere on your body. It's also aluminum free, baking soda free, cruelty free, dye free, and it's vegan. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and wait for it, folks, free shipping.
Luckily, we have a discount code to help you get hooked on our favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use code STRETCH at shopmando.com, shopmando.com. It's almost guaranteed that once you get a whiff of your new sack, you'll never go back.
As much as I'm sad to hear that you're sad or whatever, you know.
Thanks, dude.
You know, you're laying down on that, you're crying $100 bills. So, you know, at least you have that, man, because that's what makes you feel better about creativity is the money.
It's true. Nothing makes you feel better than being rewarded for things that you absolutely hate.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm going to be that man who's like sitting in his nice, beautiful house when he's older. And I'm just like have a revolver and I just put a fucking bullet in my head. My family finds me. They're like, no, dad, no. No, I'll be all right. It'll be good.
Yeah,
I'll think of something quirky to make. I will say, you know, it's fucking crazy. I just did a video on 73 questions because people are talking about that J-Lo 73 questions where she's trying to be real.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up with these 73 questions? Well, here's the first thing, too. You know what disgusts me more than anything on earth is celebrity worship.
Yeah, of course.
Celebrity worship and people that, like, give a fuck about any of this, it makes me want to throw up. It's unbelievable. But the whole thing with this is like, it's obviously, you know, listen, I get it. It's Vogue. They're going to send the questions out to her PR team beforehand. She's going to memorize them like a script because it's a fucking 9-minute long walkthrough through their fucking soulless houses. And they're like, let's act human. Why can't they ever just honestly be real? Like, she was like, there's never a non-busy day. And it's like, you're telling me that you just can't be like, you can't even just lie to me and just be like, you know what a lazy day to me looks like? I curl up on a couch and I tear down a bag of chips and I just watch everybody. Or I watch King of Queens for uninterrupted 5.5 hours and I fucking nap all day. Do you never do that, J-Lo? Really? Is it that stacked? Well, I watched that bitch's documentary and it was unbelievable.
Oh, you watched it?
On Prime?
You watched it. Oh, hell yeah. Dude.
I did. I watched the documentary, and dude, it was
what a show. What it was a show.
The entire segment of her and her team freaking out over mud is crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, look at the mud. They're like, do you want the wet or more dry? And she's like, I can't. I have to walk. My Escalade is here to pick me up, guys. I've been here for 3.5 hours. I can't do this anymore. And they're like, J-Lo! J-Lo, wet or dry mud? Wet or dry mud, J-Lo? And she's like backing away. She's like, I can't. And she's like, okay, well, she definitely wanted the wet mud. And the Escalade stops, and she rolls down her window, and she's like, I didn't say wet mud. I said dry. That's an actual part of the documentary.
Because, man, and then she's an artist, bro. She's a real artist. You know, she cares about the details, man. That's
one of her hype beast friends who's there while they're doing the mud thing and she's dancing around the mud. The woman says, mud finna go up in price.
Yeah.
Mud stocks finna go up.
Yeah.
And I was like, they must have been like an Armenian baker in the morning scraping that dough out of the bottom of that fucking mixing bowl. You know what I'm talking about? They were digging.
Yeah,
digging for anything to say. But I did watch the 73 questions. It was obviously very embarrassing. But one thing that I thought was crazy on Vogue is they have a 73 questions with P. Diddy. And it is insane. And dude, I cannot believe it's actually still up.
It's still there? Yo.
It is still up.
Someone go download that. Someone go download. That is getting striked like easily the next week or two.
He literally says, he's like, I'm a Scorpio. He's like, yeah. And they're like, where's your favorite place to go? He's like, the Caribbean. And I'm like, that's where they grounded his fucking plane, dude. He also has this guy. What's crazy is that in this fucking episode, dude, I talk about this in my video. So please, if you're listening to this, don't listen to it here. Go over there and please give my video some love. But in the video, he's like, can I make you a cocktail? And this guy in the background, they have like this Van Helsing-esque character shaking some stuff up. Here, look, listen to this part, actually. Look at this. Wait.
What's crazy, man, is
he says, "What can you dress me?" He said, "Call me love," is what he says. Call me love.
Oh,
and he sits there and they're like,
"Hold on."
The guy's like,
"He publicly." Am I thinking of Puff Daddy, where he publicly was like, "Don't call me Puff Daddy anymore." Call me, like, I thought he made this like a public event. Why am I thinking that? That's what happened.
Dude, the guy's fucking changed his name like 75 times.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy. Like, whatever. I mean, I guess that's probably, three, but,
Alina was saying, I wonder if he changed his name to Diddy just because, like, he was so confident in his, like, his diddling abilities. He's like, yeah, just fucking call me Diddy. I don't care.
Yeah, he's fucking working kids like goddamn Sesame Street hand puppets, and he's just like, call me Diddy.
Yeah, like, he just doesn't care. But I thought I remembered him publicly being like, call me Love, and then, like, rappers and people who knew him, like, tweeting, going, I'm not calling that motherfucker Love.
Wait, no, go back. The guy at the beginning, he's like, can I ask you why you got the puff? Why? Yeah, right here. Where did puff come from?
I can't tell you that.
He's just like, I can't tell you that. And he just walks off, and I'm like, definitely dude was blowing dude's asshole out, and they called him like, talking about like making prolapse assholes look like exploding airbags. You know what I'm talking about? Puff. Look at that cocktail guy in the background. Here, skip this a little bit. Go ahead a little bit. I want to get an interview with this fucking cocktail guy. Skip ahead in the video a bit.
Bro.
Just real quick.
Just keep going laughing at
it's gonna take a second.
Microwaving assholes and just blowing them out like a piece of popcorn. Just fucking bow.
Go skip ahead. Skip ahead a little bit. Here we go. Right here. Watch this guy. Look at this guy in the background.
Holy.
You better get me in a room with that cocktail guy. Where's the cocktail guy's book? Look at this, dude. You're trying to tell me P. Diddy's personal cocktail guy doesn't have some fucking stories? Are you kidding me?
This guy has a proximity grenade in his anus right now. If he walks off the property, he will fucking die.
The whole time I was thinking that he's sitting there and he's like, they're asking him questions and the cocktail guy keeps looking at him and they're just like, he's like, don't stop. Don't ask that. Don't help me. So he makes this cocktail, and what's fucking insane too is that the three cherries he puts on top looks like fucking anal beads, dude.
I mean, this guy has a remote bomb in his fucking ass. I would have, if I was the director, I'd be like, bro, walk off property right now. I want to see what your freedoms are.
How long have you been working with Diddy? I can't talk to you. I can't. Diddy won't let me talk to you. And it's crazy too. They're like, because I guess he's had legendary parties before and stuff. I remember hearing a South Park joke about that, like when Satan throws a party in South Park, he's like, did he do it? So I know that like they're infamous in pop culture or whatever, but now I'm like, no wonder these fucking parties were infamous. I mean, God knows what was going on, dude.
I mean, bro, Alina read like 25 pages of the court doc.
Look at that. Does that not look like anal beads? I'm sorry. Like, there has to be three.
It does, but also
a big glass of milky cum and anal beads. Come on, bro.
Bro, how great would it have been if the camera guy took that, sipped it, and the camera just fell back?
Yeah. Oh. The cocktail guy's like, I'm sorry. But yeah, he walks in this room, and then I joked about later that like the cocktail guy comes in the back of the window, and the cocktail guy's like, run.
He's like
whispering like, help.
Well, I guess this, what Diddy used to do is he had like one, he'd have like one flow of liquor that was all mollied up, and that's what he would feed people.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. All I know is, too, it's fucked up. Everything Cat Williams is saying, man, motherfucker, it's coming true. Oh, boy's Nostradamus for real. He's speaking some unbelievable truths,
bro. The phrase big dick deviance is so funny. I wish I came up with that.
Big dick deviance.
BDD.
That is crazy. Earlier in this video, they're like, three words that describes yourself. He was like, vicarious. I'm like, first off, the first word you say is so vicarious bad. To explain yourself, so that is bad. Insane.
That I forgot is the second one is. Bad.
I forgot what the second one is, but he's like, vicarious. And he's just like, Scorpio. I'm like, motherfucker's talking about astrology? Come on, dude. Unbelievable. Which I looked up what a Scorpio is, and that's like a ride or die. Yeah, vicarious, eccentric. I'm vicarious, eccentric, and I'm a Scorpio.
Wait,
how
is
crazy
that
vicarious is that?
Or vivacious?
Or vivacious. Vivacious. Even worse, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought vicarious to me is like just crazy. Just him. I
that
just think
out
about
the
him
open.
Puppeting people, dude.
Yeah.
Lively and animated.
Well, no. Attractively lively and animated. Typically used of a woman. Typically used of a woman. She's like, I'm damn near dainty. I'm vivacious. I got curves.
I'm damn near effeminate with all this sexual energy I'm giving off.
Yeah, unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Hey, gang, we're going to take another quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, and that is Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about?
Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 7 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 23 subscriptions each month.
23?
23. Between streaming services, membership apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on ones I forgot about.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses.
You can see all your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you cancel it with a few taps. The dashboard shows this month's spending compared to last month, so you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they'll help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Rocket Money will even help try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money will take care of the rest. They'll even deal with customer service for you.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/stretch. That's rocketmoney.com/stretch. rocketmoney.com/stretch.
Yeah, you know what? And I don't like to joke about any of it,
man. Vivacious, Scorpio.
I don't like to even talk about any of this because I'm just, you know, I just don't even want that bad and fucking tacking the power of juju type deal, dude. I don't want that in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it. I just can't believe this. Did we download this? We got to rip this like with like 4K video downloader or something. They're gonna take this down for sure. We got any recent comments? Let's see what the people.
And I want to say, that if you guys release a video before my video comes out on Wednesday, I'm gonna fucking be livid. All right. He looks Somalian. Top comment 21 minutes ago. Pretty good comment. Pretty good comment. He looks Somalian. Diddy is a fruity, dirty boy. I like that comment too.
Wish this guy was my father.
Wish this guy was my father. True, man. There are no misconceptions about me. Yep.
Now we know why he couldn't tell us why he's called Puff. But I mean, couldn't Puff be... there's so many innuendos for that.
Puff, I'm talking about, he's fucking prolapse and assholes and stuff. Well, didn't he do back shots too? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, I wasn't about to like, well, actually, and try to say Puff wasn't a reference to that. I just meant it more like... I was also thinking like... I think of Puff like some Coco Drill. Like he just fucking has that, you know, zombie dust in his hand and he just... blows that in your nose and then he's got you for however he wants you.
Yeah, he's like, get in the back of my fucking Fiat.
Yeah.
I like to think he drives a Fiat.
Because yeah, it's more crazy. Of a challenge for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want a big car. It's too easy.
No, I think he's just dainty. He's like a little, you know, he's a vivacious.
I see. He's a little dainty. Car.
He's a dirty, fruity boy. Dirty, fruity boy driving around a little Fiat, dude. Looking like Mark Wahlberg in The Italian Job. Even though I think that's a Mini Cooper, but still. Same vibe.
Gotta love this comment. Homeland Security watching this like, false, false, false. Yeah.
You know what, dude? I think one hell of a 73 questions. This is actually the worst celebrity interview show, though, on the internet. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. It's the worst. I'll say it. It's the worst. And people who are obsessed with celebrity culture and celebrities as if... Here's the thing, dude. And I would even say our viewers listening to this, don't trust me or Noel, dude. Not that we've done anything, but I'm just saying celebrities are the worst people. They don't care about you. They don't care about anything you have to say. Anything that they say that they're doing good, they're not. They're out to get as much money as possible. Put fucking love in your friends and family because celebrities and like worshiping the celebrity status and stuff is a like dangerous road to go down, dude. That's all I got to say. Celebrities suck.
Cool opinion. Cool opinion. Big boy L going to Aiden stream right now. Fuck you.
Big boy. All right. True. That was actually very cool. That was a sick response. I take it all back.
Hunter is a L. Aiden is a dub. Waiting. Waiting.
You know what's fucked up is I say this stuff about celebrities. I really don't think I would be starstruck by anybody besides probably James Hetfield and Metallica. That would probably be it. That's where I'd probably fall on the ground. I'd cry. I don't know what I would do. But I think that like if I ran into like Tom Cruise or something like that, I feel like I'd probably like be like, Tom Cruise, how you doing? Like I wouldn't mind getting a beer or like, you know, a Coors.
Yeah.
Whatever the brand we're sponsored by, the Coors, you know, with Tom Cruise. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I bet Tom Cruise could talk your ear off, is what I mean.
I feel like he wouldn't even talk.
Oh, bullshit. Tom Cruise. I bet that motherfucker's as charismatic as, like, a politician, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the Scientology guys, so he'd probably chat you to death.
Oh, absolutely. He'd ask about my interest and stuff. It'd be sick.
I think here's the thing: a lot of celebrities are short. They're like 5'8". So I feel for you because you're taller. I think it's just inherently hard to be starstruck by like a gnome. You know?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm trying to think. I just think James Hetfield is the only guy that I would ever be actually starstruck by. But there's definitely got to be some short people out like. I remember one time I saw like Elijah Woods and I was like, that's fucking Elijah Woods over there. Huh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought about like all the times I was talking about all the times. I remember my Lord of the Rings Two Towers DVD didn't work anymore. I played it too much. he's a short old boy, dude.
You grinded like,
he's
it probably to the about, bone.
He's like an inch taller than you, but he's a pretty short guy too.
Nah, he's pretty tall compared to me.
No.
Yeah.
That's all right. He's in this movie called Maniac. It's a remake from this slasher movie in the 70s. It's pretty funny. He plays basically this just giant fucking creep. He does really good at it. Maniac. And also, the Maniac movie isn't very good, but the... well, I don't want to say that. It's okay. But the soundtrack is awesome. If anybody's looking for like a horror soundtrack to put on while you're like doing shit, Maniac soundtrack rules.
I love throwing on the Maniac soundtrack while I just kind of pass away drinking the Diddy Love mixture cocktail at home.
I like throwing on the Maniac soundtrack when I'm following the woman I love home.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't know my name yet.
Yeah.
No, also I love throwing on horror movie soundtracks. Some of them are like obnoxious, but like It Follows is a great soundtrack. The Mandy soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Good atmospheric. I like throwing on atmospheric shit when I'm drawing.
Man.
It's good drawing music.
It Follows. That movie got, I feel like people hated on that movie pretty hard.
What?
Am I misremembering that? I thought people thought it was
stupid. Yeah, no, that movie was pretty widely loved. It was a pretty huge independent movie for what it, I mean, like it was made for next to nothing.
Maybe I'm thinking of the people like online that figured out it was like about, because it was about like STDs, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think people were. I think I'm just thinking of all the online voice. Like being overly critical that it was about like sex or something.
Oh, well, that's fuck. If you ever see that online, just fucking call the guy a fucking idiot and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Fucking, It Follows. The idea of a horror, like a monster that's continuously following you. And it's like a basically a metaphor for an STD is fucking amazing. So smart. I love it.
Yeah, it's really.
And they're making a sequel to it.
Oh, are they? When is that coming out?
I think this year. 10 years later or some shit. Yeah, 10 years.
I just finished the Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Three Body Problem. I don't think I know what that is. What is that about?
It was. It's like a sci-fi. It's pulled from a book. People were on Twitter were saying it doesn't really match the source material at all.
Three Body Problem.
It felt like they shot this for the bare minimum, man. And it kind of sucks because I felt it could have been really cool, like really fun, but they just turned it to like a CW show.
I'm gonna read the thing here, the description of it here on the Netflix page. It says, across continents and decades, Five brilliant friends make earth-shattering discoveries as the laws of science unravel and existential threat emerges. So what is it about, like aliens or some shit, or what's this about?
Yeah, basically, I'm going to have to spoil some stuff, but it's fine. Basically, these friends, they're like a group of physicists with varying degrees of success. Some of them are just like kind of drop out of the field and become school teachers. Some of them are like on the verge of becoming multimillionaires because they discover some really crazy technology. Some weird shit starts happening to them. And bit by bit, they kind of unfold this. they unfold like a crazy plot like that some aliens have planned. And they discover this through a like very advanced video game, and then it becomes like a global issue because now the world kind of discovers that these aliens are en route to destroy them. And there's going to be a season two.
And this sounds fucking terrible, like,
dude,
you're killing me with this description,
bro. The tone shifts. Like,
here's a couple things just from this image, dude. First off, you have the fat fuck from Game of Thrones wearing a goddamn Gucci zip-up jacket, all right? And also, you're saying they're five friends? They're five good friends, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How the you know, and I just want to say this is, like, I don't give a shit. This is definitely probably something that can happen in real life. One of every different kind of ethnicity just coincidentally became friends at a college? You kidding me? Can we just talk about, I mean, that's some science fiction right there, right? Isn't that fucking crazy? Look at that.
I mean,
you know what I'm talking, isn't that weird?
I will
just serendipitously. I mean, that's got to be that's some fucking alien shit right there.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That, I mean, just like, what is it? The anthropology of that is fucking insane.
I have like mixed experiences with this because, yeah, I've seen like just racially uniform engineering friends and then diverse like nerd engineering friends. Here's what I'll tell you is uncanny about this, dude. The racial breakdown of the friend group, debatable. Mm. the attractiveness of the friend group. That
what's what I'm saying. You got, like, you got, yeah, you're talking about like the sexiest person of every ethnicity all just decided to be like, let's make an Avengers friend group here and uncover some aliens.
They get the most like handsome fat English guy possible. Like,
yeah, not even like just like a fucking buck tooth weirdo who's just like, well, I'm actually pretty fat and smart, actually. Bullshit, dude. Yeah, I got enough money to have a Gucci zip-up, eh? Oi, 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 oi. Whatever, dude.
Can you look at the cast? Wait, can you look at the cast? This guy all the way on the right. I forget his goddamn name.
Oh, it's David Benioff. Isn't that the guy who did Game of Thrones? That's one of the guys who did
Game
of Thrones.
Yes, yes. Wasn't he like Stannis Baratheon or something?
No. David Benioff was one of the writers and creators. The guy who wrote the show is one of the creators of Game of Thrones.
No, search Three Body Problem cast. No, I'm thinking of, yeah, that guy, Liam Cunningham.
Yeah, he was in Game of Thrones too.
Yeah, no, I was saying his character was Stannis Baratheon or whatever.
Oh, I can't remember any of those fucking names.
But if there's any redeeming aspect of the show, it's his performance. So in like the 10 or 12 scenes that he's in, you actually believe what's happening. And then
I like Benedict Wong.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was nice to see Benedict Wong in a role besides Marvel, just being a vague Asian guy being like, some right. bad shit's happening. I gotta go.
Even though I do like that character as well.
Yeah?
Even though I actually do like that character as well.
You do like that character. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, actually I do. Yeah. Yeah. Actually I do. Try to think about what I've been keeping up with the last season of Curb. It's been pretty good. I'm sad it's ending, but you know, also Larry David is like fucking 98 years old or however old he is, so.
Yeah, I think he's got enough money to relax.
Well, you know, I mean, also just, you know, what are we doing? Are you going to do this shtick forever? Come on. Wrap it up, dude.
I mean, he could. In theory, he could.
He could, and I would watch all of it, if I'm being completely honest. But yeah. You know what? I say end on a nice one.
Nice. Yeah, I guess I should watch the last season of this.
It's good, man. I like it. It's not like it's the best season or whatever, but it's Larry doing Larry things.
I've been watching a lot of bullshit TV, man. Melting my mind. I've been watching bad TV, and then I've been reading.
What books have you been reading?
I started this book about Vietnam. I'm reading this other lame-ass homework book about late-stage capitalism. Or surveillance capitalism, excuse me. And then I bought a Warhammer book. I'm going to start that pretty soon. So, yeah.
Wow. That's
And then I got my fucking first Magic the Gathering deck. Dude, I am like fiending to play again.
It's good stuff. What'd I tell you?
No, yeah, you weren't lying. I feel ignorant. I feel shame. Forever shaming anyone for playing this game.
I tell you what, though. You took on a whole new form. I just want to say that I'm like... literally the last sentence of everything you just said has just completely shifted the views I have of you as a person. You're talking about getting a book about capitalism, a Warhammer lore book, and talked about getting the goddamn Commander Magic the Gathering set. Dude, this is, you're like a gargoyle in my eyes now, dude.
Yeah, no, a disgusting
You just cemented yourself. I'm like, what do you do for fun? Talking about reading capitalism books? How's that? You have a good time with that?
I do, actually.
Damn.
I do.
I need to get on that big brain shit, apparently. what is the capitalist book about? What is that all? Is it just like the downfall?
It's really not that much of a doomsday book. It's just about how it's about surveillance and like how surveillance capitalism, it's just like a business logic. So it's kind of interesting when you look at, like, if you take a search engine, for example, a search engine inherently doesn't have any business purpose. Like, it's just meant to look things up, but it's like the business logic behind it is what goes, oh, we should track what people do and da da da. And it like brings up some interesting points in history. Like, when Google first made their search engine, they didn't monetize much of anything, and it was just purely focused on like making the product better and the user experience better. And so the book is just kind of like detailing like how in fucking not even 30 years, everything went from like, wouldn't it be cool if we could look up how to, you know, make a cake online to where we're at now. So
I see.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah. Big brain shit, dude.
You know, I tell you, I appreciate you diving into stuff like this and being somebody who's interested in this stuff, because I got to tell you, that shit just would absolutely depress the fuck out of me. I tell you, that straight up ruined my day. I couldn't wrap my head around it. I'd be just like, what the fuck is the point of anything? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm glad we got people like you. That's what I'm saying. You're a healthy voter right there, as I would say. You're ready to hit them polls, dude.
I finally figured out that you were saying you should get that TikToker haircut and you couldn't describe it. I know what you're talking about now. I finally saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, the blowout fade or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but
I think that's what Diddy does to your ass too. But
it boy, if you looked at those haircuts, that's exactly what I imagine a prolapsed asshole looks like.
Yeah, just messy.
Yeah, messy and just curled up and poofed. It has some volume, but you can tell it has some give. It's cushiony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, it's a crazy time, dude. Diddy coming out, dude. Noel getting into magic and reading capitalism books and stuff like that. I need to get some new hobbies, dude.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to switch.
I don't have enough to say. How the fuck can I have three podcasts and not have one goddamn thing to say? Isn't that crazy? I need to start doing something. It's unbelievable.
Bro, if I had your place, man, I'd have four or five different cars I'd be building.
Are you building a car right now?
I want to so badly. I don't have space to, but I want to build a car so bad.
A car or cart?
Car, like C-A-R, like
an
actual track car. I would love to build one.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have the shit to do it? You just don't have space?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't like, building a track car is easy. Like, you just order parts and then put them in, but I wouldn't be doing anything special.
You're trying to tell me you can't rent out like a single space for that
in LA? Not really. It's like you get owned on that type of cost.
I see.
And it's like, it won't feel worth it for a car that's like you're gonna beat up and treat like shit.
Well,
yeah,
dude, you never know. What if that's the one thing that like made you, that one little thing, that risk that you took was the thing that brought you all the happiness in the world? You know what I mean?
It probably would, man.
I'd say do it. I say don't even think about the financial outcome of it. Don't think of the fallout, the nuclear fallout that could be your bank account. And just go for it.
Yeah, man, fuck it. You're right. Just, yeah, who cares? Go into crazy debt.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Ruin your life, dude.
Yeah, ruin it.
Who cares?
Why not? Hey, who fuck it. Who cares?
I'll tell you, I'm probably about to ruin my life on cardboard. Magic is such a hilarious, like, money pit.
Oh, dude, don't even get me started. I mean, I've dropped down the knees and sucked some dick for some magic cards. Unbelievable, dude. A little Sword of War and Peace and stuff. I remember back in the day, I clawed my ass to get some Angelic Destinies, dude. I'm not about to get myself into this little magic fit, but you don't even know, dude. You better watch out. This shit, seriously, it'll be a goddamn... Because you know what the thing is? The magic rotation is you get really hooked for a little bit, and then you have one really bad loss or a series of things that happen, and then you drop the fucking game for 2.5 years, and then one day it just rears its head again.
Right.
That's the cycle. Then you spend all this money up front. You're like, oh, there. You look at these cards, you're like, well, fuck, dude. They're just sitting in a box, and then the cycle repeats itself. Once you get in, you will never fully be out. That's the fucked up part of this game. So careful, is all I gotta say.
There's a new one, Sword of Wealth and Power, that's coming out.
Yeah, dude. Protection from instants and sorceries. You think I don't fucking know this shit? Dude, you're talking to a seasoned veteran who goes to mythicspoiler.com all the time. What the fuck are you trying to talk to me for?
You have a Sword of War and Peace? Do you actually have one?
I have all of them, dude.
You're
I've been playing this game since fucking 2010. Come
you're
on,
insane,
man.
Insane, bro. You're insane. Let me have it.
Let me have it. The card costs fucking $14 now, dude. You don't even know the struggles of when it was a $56 card.
Dude, that's so sick. Let me have it.
Whatever, bro. You know what?
I'm excited for this new set, but I'm telling you, dude, I'm not about to. This is not becoming Magic the Gathering podcast. I'm not about to talk about this shit because no one's gonna give a fuck, and only sweats are gonna be like, that is so true.
Yeah,
that is so sick. And also, Commander players are the fucking worst. This little thing that Spock's got you into, Commander, that is the worst format. I hope you realize that it is full of the bitchiest, moaniest people. Because you're gonna play with a group of like three or four, and what's gonna start happening is people are gonna be like, okay, so I guess people are just attacking me first.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just the guy who's gonna, okay, what the fuck did I even do to you, dude?
Yeah.
It's the worst. I'm not gonna get into it.
Draft sounds fun too.
Draft is amazing. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Quick, fast games, dude. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, Spock has found a chill group of players, so I think that's why he enjoys Commander. Yeah.
How many years he's been in it?
Yeah, man. This is the first one. We're about to see what's up.
What you don't even fucking know, dude. You guys are freshly bit werewolves.
Yep.
You guys think it's all cool now, turning into sexy ass creatures and shit. Wait, give it 4 months, dude. Okay. That's what I'm gonna say. I'll check back in 4 months.
Okay.
That's when we'll talk about Magic again. Until then, we're just fucking sealing it up, dude.
That's fine.
We're throwing in the vault. We're locking the key.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So spell table tonight, virtual game?
Hell no, dude. Hell no. Hell no. Can't do it.
Nah, I feel that. See you.
Can't do it, bro.
So how was New York? You love it. I know you love New York so much.
Food was good. Went to some good comic shops. Got to hang out with some friends. But all in all, glad to be home. Is what I would say. Glad to be home. I'll tell you what though, I there's this place in Bushwick, Brooklyn, called Guacuco. It's a Venezuelan restaurant. I went there 3 times. I hadn't been there in like 6 years. I went there, I think, almost every day for lunch.
Let me look this up.
That place right there, unbelievable. Give him a fucking shout out. Unbelievable. Good stuff.
Damn, this looks good.
Really good. Really good stuff. Also got to see my buddy Joe. Oh, I got to see Zahid as well.
Oh, where'd you see him at?
My buddy Joe was doing a Joe Nunick. He's a stand-up guy in New York. He was doing a set at the barbershop.
Stand-up meaning stand-up comic, folks. He's not just a stand-up guy.
Yeah, no. He's a stand-up comic. And he was doing a spot in this place called Manhattan. It's like the barbershop comedy room or whatever the fuck it's called. But
yeah,
it's like a little place where people do like 10-minute sets, whatever. And him and Zahid had sets up there.
Amazing.
It was funny. You could tell Zahid was definitely working on some new shit.
Yeah.
Those guys just don't give a fuck. And they're just like going up, trying new shit out. And they're like, nope. All right. That one didn't land. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. It was pretty fun. But
yeah.
No, Joe's set was really, really good. It was fun. It was fun to hang out with those guys and kind of see them in their own natural, like regular spots, whatever. That was cool.
Yeah, I'm going in May. I'll be doing a bunch of spots when I'm there.
Good, man. You should.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Do you think comedy in LA, do you think it's not as good as in New York, if you had to say it?
Yeah, I think the scene is just, it's stronger in New York. Like, I would say a big part of that is because there's just more places to do it. There's
right
almost nowhere to do stand-up in LA, and I think
that
between,
is weird. Yeah,
I think between the store, the Laugh Factory, and the Improv, it's just not possible to. They're kind of like their hands are tied behind their backs, because if they want to help a comedian develop their name, then they're not going to sell any tickets, because now the expectation for all these clubs is like, oh well, you're gonna see someone famous. Like, I think it's just they've been,
oh, I see.
You know, and then and Rogan and everyone used to be here, and like every big comic used to live here. So now I think they have this weird issue where anyone who's been going there for years is like, they have expectations, and so they're trying to do their best to develop whoever, but
yeah, it feels where there's not more business to do. I remember like in Manhattan, which I know, like, you know, New York, it's a big walkable city and shit, and it's easy to get around, but even like Manhattan, I went up to this bar on like the second story of this just like random ass, I mean, just a random bar. And then the guys were like, can you guys actually move your seats? There's going to be a comedy show here in 5 minutes. And it was like all these comics showed up. Like there was probably like 12 comics that showed up. So it was probably like 7-minute sets or some shit. But It was everywhere. I mean, it's fucking, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I think that's the other problem is people try to produce shows here, but there's nowhere for people to fucking park, and then traffic is ass, and people just, I think, aren't motivated. Like, if they work and then they spend an hour in traffic and they get home, they're like, I don't want to get in a fucking Uber to go to some bar to watch a show that may or may not be good. Like, I don't know. LA yeah. crowds are too cool. Like,
yeah.
Versus New York, like, people want to be out and, like, see things, and I don't know. I think I'm, in general, I'm just trying to do more local spots. Not promote them so much, but I just want to get back to, or spend more time doing, like, rando 10-minute spots in front of strangers.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the way to go, man. Yeah. I mean, as much as it's cool to have, you know, YouTube audience and, you know, social clout and all that shit to sell tickets and stuff, but be cool to do comedy in front of people that just don't know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be, not to say that you're, because I do like your sets, I wouldn't lie and, you know, whatever, but I just, like, I feel like I would be, I feel like if I was you, I'd be just, at least me, I would be nervous. I'm like, these people are just here because they know my YouTube videos or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely think there's always an element when I do a show, if people, like, know who I am, I think they're already disarmed and they're kind of ready for me to say whatever. And
yeah, that's cool. I mean, which, that's not a problem.
No. It's not a bad thing. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. If it's a stranger, it's just, if something works in front of both, I have more confidence in it.
Yeah. If something works in front of somebody who just doesn't even know you, it's yeah. obvious. Like, when you make a complete stranger laugh, it probably feels more rewarding than people like who obviously know you, which it's like there's merit to both, but it's just the idea of like confidence building and shit, which is like so much of the game, I imagine.
Yeah. I think when I do shows for the people that know me and like my audience, I feel it's like an inside joke that we're both in on, and like we're both agreeing, okay, I'm going to just say whatever up here when we both know that I'm fucking around. But to kind of get those same points across to strangers, obviously, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it should be like, that should be the same thing, though. Like, if you go to a stand-up show, and you're like, and if people don't know that you're fucking around on stage, like, is this a political rally? Like, what the, like, why don't you get the fuck over yourself, dude? So that's also a thing, too, though, is probably being around those people who do get upset, just so you can be like, okay, well, I mean, it's a joke. I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to tell you? You
know
what
I mean? Yeah, honestly, yeah. And I think that's always like a good litmus test to see.
But no, I think, man, your sets are great. Every time I've seen it, they've been really fucking good, and
thanks.
I'm stoked to hear that. And I hope that when you go to New York, you just do some fucking random sets with your boys out there, and just like drop in. It'll be good though. I think that, and any of our listeners that haven't like checked out your stuff, you really should. It's very, very good, and I would actually be very critical if I was like, motherfucker, need some work, but he's got a voice. He's got like an actual voice. You know what I mean?
I'm just laughing, imagining, like, you come watch me, and then we do the episode next week. You're like, I'm be real, man. I want to save these people some money.
If I honestly saw you and I was just like, set could be stronger. Hey, he's working out the bare bones. I mean, I wouldn't fucking put you down like an old dog or anything like that, but I would definitely be like, hey, see, you know.
No, but that's
workshopping.
That's what makes me laugh, is just thinking about you coming on being like, guys, just wait, don't.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, hey, I mean, you can go see him, but it's going to be a bit of a Geppetto. Listen, and that boy's workshopping right now, for real.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's figuring out the nooks and crannies
right now. If
you're
between things, you know, if money's tight, I would say maybe hang on to it.
Yeah, well, what's fucked up is the set that you filmed I thought was good, but honestly, your last set that I saw I thought was, dare I say, a bit stronger.
Oh,
if
no,
I want to be honest.
No, dude, I don't hold, like, you don't have to be even shy about that. I think what I'm working on.
I mean, I'm not shy.
Is,
I just said it. I'm just like, you know, it's just my truth. I'm not beating around the bush. No, I'm just saying that I thought it was great.
No, I think the new stuff is stronger.
I think it's just, yeah, the level of confidence you have on stage. I think it's just it's built up a lot. You know what I mean?
Thanks, good. Man. I think also the new stuff, I think I'm opening up a bit more. Like, I'm it's not like I'm trying to be an edgelord, but it's like I think I'm just, you know, more comfortable with what I want to say, which is...
It seems like you're comfortable just telling a joke.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is? People can get upset about hearing certain things they probably didn't want to hear. They think that things shouldn't be joked about, but at the end of the day, it's just comedy. Yeah. Like, I mean, nothing's meant to be,
you know, malicious towards anybody. And if it comes across that way, then I do think it is the person who did the joke. I think it's like probably a fault in the joke structure or the way they presented it. Like, I mean, I see some shit on this show that probably piss people off or do whatever, and that's just because I'm borderline, you know, so I don't know what else to tell you. But, you know, it is, I mean, it is what it is. You can not like a motherfucker and, you know, it is what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's stoked, man. I'm stoked. That'll be good.
Thanks.
Are you still on the road quite a bit, or is your new supply, is that almost done?
No, it's like, I definitely have quite a bit of shows, but it's a lot more chilled than the last couple of years. It's just every other weekend, and some of it's West Coast, so it's, you know, very close, and then the other days, like, some of them I just fly in, like, the day of show, and I'm not there very long, and I made a point this time to come back on Sundays just so I can, like, be home for a day.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I would, like, fly in on Monday and, like, go straight to work, which was just absurd.
So is that pretty much the main – and I feel like I've said this before, so actually never mind. I was going to say, is your main focus just doing that, and is YouTube kind of taking the back seat? But I feel like I've asked you that, like, 80 times.
I mean, it was, but now I'm gearing up for something new, baby.
What? How so?
I'm gonna, you know, the little thing we've been talking about, you know, a little refresh on my channel.
Okay. Yeah.
Something fun.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. So, you know, but yeah, it's all good shit. Sorry, I wasn't trying to hijack this convo and make it about.
No, man. I mean, it's about us. I mean, if these people are showing up and they're bored about what, I mean, what the fuck are they? Why are they here? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to tell you? All I got to say is, you know, I think just for, just, I'd say whatever this thing is, man, just stick with it, because these, like, all these different kinds of things and stuff. One thing I think people like with YouTube is consistency.
Yeah, no,
these
this
motherfuckers,
one.
Yeah, I, this I, one I would just feel stick with it, you know?
I can. Like, yeah, I think the creative I'm really happy with, and it's something that was like my timeline, is doing this for at least like 3 to 5 years at least, and hopefully it goes 10. That's genuinely my goal with it.
Nice. Well, man, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen anything yet for even the audience. I haven't seen anything of it yet, so I'm stoked to just check it out and see what you got cooking.
Yeah, bro, I think I just want to keep evolving it. I think it's it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be good. Well, good. Well, fuck, is that the episode? Are we done?
I think so. I think
we're right. All right, cool. I'll see you next time.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out Molson Coors, by the way.
Yeah, Molson Coors. I've drank all of their beer, and they're all very good.
All right, guys. See you next week.